the 26th day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of Saint Susinios. On this day, Saint Susinios was martyred. This saint was the son of one of the friends of Emperor Diocletian. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and strengthened his heart on receiving the crown of martyrdom, and he kept this in his heart. The emperor sent him to the city of Nicomedia to restore the worship of idols. This saint sorrowed exceedingly. He sent and brought a priest who taught him the doctrine of the church, the facts of the faith, and baptized him. When his father knew that, he accused Susinios to the emperor that he did not worship the idols. The emperor ordered to torture him with several tortures, but the Lord strengthened and comforted Susinios. Finally, they cut off his head, and he received the crown of martyrdom. The number of those who had seen Susinios during his torture and believed because of him were also martyred and received the crown of martyrdom. They numbered 1,170. May his prayers be with us. Amen. The departure of Pope Ioannis VII, the 78th Patriarch. On this day also, in the year 1293 A.D., Pope Ioannis VII, the 78th Patriarch, departed. After the lay leaders of Cairo had nominated Pope Gabriel III for the papacy, ordained him an archpriest, some of the lay leaders of Egypt agreed to choose Ioannis ibn Abi Sa'id el-Sakuri. They threw an altar lot, which fell on Gabriel, but Ioannis, the above-mentioned, along with his supporters, quarreled with Gabriel. Ioannis nullified the result of the lot and was enthroned on the 6th of Tuba in 1262 A.D., after the departure of Pope Athanasius III, his predecessor. He remained on the patriarchal chair 6 years and 9 months and 19 days, and then he was dismissed. Pope Gabriel took over his place from the 24th of Baba to the 6th of Tuba, and then he was dismissed. Ioannis was reinstated by the order of El Sultan on the 7th of Tuba. During Pope Ioannis' day in the year 980, in the year of the martyrs, El Sultan ordered to dig a huge pit and throw the Christians in it to be burned. The Sultan brought the patriarch and mandated him to pay 50,000 dinars, which took him 2 years to collect. Consequently, they released the Christians who suffered many tribulations in this time, and the bishops suffered many afflictions. Pope Gabriel, his predecessor, departed during his second time of heading the church, so he was listed in the list of the patriarchs before Ioannis. Pope Ioannis remained on the chair in his second time of heading the church 22 years, 3 months, and 19 days, and he departed in peace on the 26th of Bermuda in the year 1009, year of the martyrs. He was buried in the gardens of El Nastor Monastery. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.